Michel Foucault, in The History of Sexuality, remarks that repression operated as an injunction to silence, an admission that there was nothing to say about such things, nothing to see, and nothing to know. If this is true, then Freud's attempt to replace this kind of repression or denial with something closer to what we regard as modern-day common sense, or insight, as the analysts like to call it, was surely revolutionary. What did Freud himself say? In a paper entitled Moral Responsibility for Dreams, 1925, Freud, in one of the great throwaway lines in the history of psychology, asks, "Must a man be held responsible for his own dreams?" This is followed by one of his more profound witticisms.